Springfield's Pure Classic Rock, 104.7 The Cave, on the phone with my good buddy Amanda from 417 Pet Sitting. How are you doing these days?
I am well, sir. How are you?
I am doing good. So, obviously, there are some businesses that are remaining open, some that can't. Where you guys fall in that?
We have been deemed essential because we provide pet care. So, right now, we are still doing a lot of our midday walks and potty breaks for those essential workers that are in the trades or working at the hospitals, and also those in the financial field.
I think that's awesome. And that's a concern that got brought up early on was as far as school closings and stuff like that, most of the people on the front line, doctors, nurses, all the people in the healthcare industry, they have kids, they've got pets. So what happens when they're working, 12 to 16 hour days? And I'm sure that's where you guys come in. So have you seen a lot more business recently?
We have not seen a lot more business, so to speak. We just have not tapered off with our regular midday service.
Well, that's good to hear. So how does it work as far as the social distancing? Are you like, just let them out and we'll grab them? How does that work?
Well, thankfully, the whole premise behind 417 Pet Sitting is that we go to our clients' homes to take care of their pets whenever they're away at work. So we go over to the house. We already have their house keys and their garage codes, so we go over to the house, we grab the dog, go for a walk, or do some playtime in the backyard. And we've also amped up our normal disinfecting routine, if you will. Normally, we would wash our hands when we get to the house, and then wash our hands again whenever we get done, and then hand sanitize whenever we get in our vehicles. And we've also gone to spraying down the bottom of our shoes with bleach water, taking all of our clothes and immediately washing them whenever we get home. So since a lot of our clients do work in the medical field, we are taking extra precautions to make sure that we're not spreading anything from house to house.
That's really cool to hear, Amanda. And it's just another one of those things that you don't really think of until all this stuff starts happening. But there's so many cogs involved in just regular life that you really have to take a look at. And that's something that I've learned over the last couple of weeks, especially talking to different business owners. So thank you so much for your time and good luck in the future, Amanda.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you reaching out to local businesses.